Welcome to My Take on It with your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, your Angelic Karma.
Are any of you dealing with romantic vision? We have Saturn that is in Aquarius. We have Saturn that's in Aquarius. For a lot of the signs, this is going to be about astrology. For a lot of the signs, it's about, but Capricorn specifically, where my moon is, it's about romantic relationships, most definitely. For a lot of the other signs also, it's about romantic relationships. It's also about romantic vision. We know that with Saturn, Saturn is what people like to call status quo. Saturn relates to traditional romantic relationship. Like that. Saturn relates to traditional relationship. Aquarius is the energy of expansion and vision and out-of-the-box thinking, out-of-the-box connections, out-of-the-box friendships, out-of-the-box coming together. Now, so ask yourself, through this time period of Saturn having been in, from January, we're in May now, have you all, your romantic vision, has it changed? Has your romantic vision changed? Is it different? Has it shifted? Has what you wanted change, especially if you're the type of person that you don't let life happen to you. If you were letting life happen to you, you're coming out of karmic relationships. Now, when you come out of karmic relationships, because Saturn is about karmic relationships, when you come out of karmic relationships, you learn to that, yeah, you allow life to happen to you, but you also, you are a participating person as relates to vision and what you're creating, what you're manifesting. You realize that you are co-creating with the universe. Now, is where, so you all that are, has your romantic vision changed? I know for me, it's most definitely changed. And it's most definitely changed. Now, I even stated that. Has your romantic vision changed? Do you want what you still wanted last year? Okay. Remember, with Saturn in Aquarius, is about expansion and evolution. And Saturn also with restriction in Aquarius, this is the key with the restriction in Aquarius. Whatever is restricted, whatever Saturn is restricting in your life, this goes above and beyond romance. Keep that in mind. Whatever Saturn is restricting is because it relates to who you were. Even if finances are being restricted, even if different types of interactions are restricted, even if people are having health issues, it's because Saturn is in Aquarius. It is showing you, now we're going into the energy where the energy and effort that you put into your health, even though this is off topic, you're going to start seeing the results when Saturn goes retrograde. It's going to pay off. Now, romantically, if you've been having romantic restrictions, it's because you've been wanting what you were wanting when you're in karmic relationships, or you are not wanting anything and you are having, there would be restriction as it relates to moving forward, who you're meeting. You may not be meeting anyone. Things may still be the same. Some of you may have since January, some of you, especially the last couple of months, some of you may have received some negative news romantically if you're already dealing with someone. Some of you may, around this time period, be over-investing in romantic relationships and nothing are coming out of them. Some of you may be getting overly optimistic or being overly pessimistic about relationships before they play out. Saturn is like restricting. And a restriction is so that you could change your mindset and allow it to expand, although Saturn restricts Aquarius' complete expansion. It restricts the complete expansion because it's not going to allow anybody to go forward, and we're talking about romantic relationships specifically, until you define exactly what you are wanting. It's like wanting you to define exactly what you're wanting, with no type of room in between. Like, it's, the energy is wanting you to define what is suitable to you specifically. What matches you specifically. So that the good thing is that you don't have to settle. A lot of people are romantically forcing themselves to settle or trying to settle or wanting to settle or haven't had settled like that. It's wanting you to redefine what you're wanting and what makes you happy. And Aquarius is like, it is different. Aquarius is about what is different. What is unique. What is, has never been done before. A romantic relationship that you've never had, but it resonates with you now. So that's what you all are dealing with, with romantic relationships. So a lot of people are going under an energy of change and shift. Those of you that are, that do this type of work and you help people with romantic relationships, you're going to see, especially when Saturn goes retrograde, you're going to see that. You're going to see that the clients that come towards you, they're going to feel like if they were already feeling restricted or they had already experienced some type of crumbling as it relates to the relationships and dynamics that they were already in. And when Saturn goes retrograde, Saturn is going to go over all that energy. Again, because Mercury is going to go retrograde also. Is all the energy is going to be revisited so that they can reassess what they want, regroup, rethink, readjust, redefine, like that, what they are wanting romantically. And it should be completely different than what they wanted before, and the why behind it should also be completely different. It should have changed like that. It should be modified. It should be a tunnel vision. With Saturn is about tunnel vision. Aquarius does not rule Saturn. Okay. Okay, Saturn is the energetic restrictor, is in Aquarius, like that. Okay, so it's like, it's redefined, it's allowing an expansion, but the expansion that it is allowing is only going to be if you have new ideas. Aquarius is about ideas. It's not going to let any, even though it's Saturn is about what is old, what is tested, what is tried and true. But we're in forward movement. We're in the energy of forward movement and getting what you want. Like that. We're in the energy of getting what you want. It's just Saturn won't let you go fly and get it. Like that. It's about new ideas will be allowed to go through, but they'll be very different. And it'll be, because Saturn is there, Saturn is about, is going to be with you for a long time. It's going to be like, it's going to be committed. It's going to be, because Saturn is about commitment. It's not about fly by night. It's energies that will be with you for a long time. It's going to be, like if you're signing a financial contract, those of you that are going to be signing financial contracts or you're signing them now with work or anything, there'll be contracts that are with you for a long time. Those of you with work, where you're setting the financial structure, whatever you're doing, your business, or you're doing your, what do you call it, your budget, or stating what you want for the long term for your future. Okay, it's good to be doing that now because it's gonna come into fruition. It'll be with you for a long time because it's Saturn. But you have, the only way it's gonna come is if you have out of the box thinking, meaning you allow your mind to go where you may have feared it going, or maybe where you doubted that you can have that type of finances, where you doubt it, you can have that type of life. Okay, Aquarius is the vision that, yeah, you can have it. Whenever you have a vision, that means the universe has already has something manifested for you that you want, and it's just your path to get in there. So Aquarius is about that vision that you have. If we're talking about finances, work, goals, career, schooling, things that are with you for a long time, once you, it's grounded in, that's Saturn. It's related to earth, it's related to practicality, it's serious, it's concrete, it's not fly by night. It holds Aquarius by the collar. If they try to go, if that vision is not completely aligned with, but every person that you've been dealing with romantically or everything you've been dealing with financially is chiseling that vision, is taking away who you were and how you wanted it then, and is removing the veil so that you can see the big picture. What is already manifested for you and what you're going towards is already manifested. It's just that it, because Aquarius is the future, so it's like the future's already manifested. Saturn is the past. It's like you can't get to the future yet because you're mentally and energetic. You're not aligned with the vision. You say you want to be a millionaire, but you aren't aligned with that vision. You doubt that you can get there. You doubt that you're not looking at it practically. You hadn't written it down. And you hadn't gotten steadfast. And I want to be a millionaire. This is how you get there. Like that. Okay, when you get steadfast, this is how you get there. Okay, the whole vision starts to open up. But as you want that vision to come into fruition romantically, also because I'm talking about romance, it will be where, okay, anything that you're dealing with that doesn't coincide with that vision, it will be related to the past, Saturn. And it will be good because you don't have to stand these energies for a long time because what is for you is already manifested and waiting for you to get there. So it's just that Saturn is the restricting, but it's not meaning it's being held from you. It means that you have to be in alignment with it. And Aquarius is the future vision. So every romantic partner that you all are coming across, you all shouldn't be in quicksand with romantic partners. Those of you in this group, you should not be in quicksand with romantic partners. You shouldn't be dug in. You shouldn't be have your heels into any person. If you have your heels in a person, okay, and you're cementing in and it's going hard, but you're in a karmic relationship, I'm not talking to you, it would be, and you would have hopefully had a peak last 2 months on passage to January of a vision of wanting more than that, like that. And not only wanting it, Saturn, practicality, reality, taking the steps that get it for you, meaning leaving the person like that. So a lot of things should have left people's lives last year. It would have finished leaving it. That last group of you all where it didn't leave it, you didn't let it go because you had unfinished business, conflict with the person, the job, the romantic part, it would have happened already this year. Now, because, okay, oh, I have a lot to say. So it's like, okay. So everything that has crossed your path that belongs to the past and that doesn't coincide with that future vision, it is very significant. It's very important because every time you go through that energy, it chisels and removes layers of that nugget that you carry forward with you that has to do with that vision. Meaning people that are meeting romantic partners, it's like the energy is accelerated. Energetically, the energies are accelerated. It's like going through a portal, but we're going quickly, but we may not feel like it because we haven't got to the end yet. It's people that are in this portal, they are meeting people or they're having job prospects, they're doing whatever, something with school, something practical. It'll be practical because whatever the end of that portal is going to be long term and with you for many years to come. So it's like it's cementing in. It could be for the last portion of people's lives. The Saturn is long term cycles, it's like the world card, the last half of your life. And for some people, the last half of their life is a dharmic energy. Is the when you're in the glory like that. Okay, now, and this can be with people financially, romantically, or both of them. It depends. So you're meeting people, but Saturn is about karma. Your energy will be about trying to force something to be what it isn't, trying to mold yourself around something that you're not, trying to force yourself to itself or settle or whatever. Like that, okay. Now, every time those situations end or reject you or you reject them, taking the wrong job, signing the wrong contract, whatever it is, okay, you learn quickly because it's the vision is already manifested in Aquarius. The future is already manifested. Saturn is just like restricting. And so the energies are bypassing you. You're rejecting the energies. The energies are rejecting you because of oil and water mist. It's just the energies, the people, the contracts, the romance part that you're coming towards in this specific quarter. Yeah. That the end of this portal is when you enter into a, people are entering into the next, I'm going to say the rest of their life. I was about to say the next 500 years, but we're just going to say the rest of their life. Okay. Now is, so it's where, so that's what's happening. So like if, and this is the magic of the portal because Aquarius is the vision. If people have imagined their ultimate, and this isn't about romance either, but I have a lot to say about this. If people have envisioned last year or anytime this year, if the vision came into people's stream of consciousness, for example, if they say, well, I want to be the ultimate health, when I started talking about health a month ago, if their that vision was that, mentally, emotionally, physically, health, spiritually, health, if they said, okay, these people, that's what's going to come into fruition for them. And they would have had it kind of difficult because Saturn is there and Saturn doesn't let you get results. But they would have been pulled towards doing whatever, little steps towards their health, even if it was cleansing, whatever. Okay. Now, if Saturn would have took them back, like Saturn is restricted, you're not getting the result yet. You can get a taste. They got a taste of the result. Those of you that got taste of the result, you're like, oh, this feels good. And then Saturn, like, takes them back, like, restricts, like that. And Aquarius is the vision, letting you know what your outcome is going to be. That ultimate whatever, like that. And these are, for some people, cycles for eternity. It depends on where you are, your energetic state, what state of consciousness you as an individual has aligned with in the ethers, in the etheric, like that. Where your highest state of self, that vision belongs to, dwells, like that. In that future, which Aquarius represents. So, these people, when Mercury goes retrograde, I know Mercury retrograde about your battery dying and your phone. That is for people when they're just starting their journey. Remember when a few years ago I stated that every Mercury retrograde was not going to be different for people? Okay. Now, so when Mercury goes retrograde, people are actually going to be getting results. Know why? Because Saturn will be retrograde in Aquarius. You're even going to get that karma, that punishment with Saturn, or you're going to get that result. I feel that intensity, the work people were doing in the last couple of months here, is because a lot of letting go happened at the end of last year, on up into this year, couple of months. The last couple of months, when that vision, because the vision could only start to manifest quickly in the portal after they had released or let go, whatever. Okay, mental and emotional and physically, whatever. Now, because Saturn is about the practical releasing. Now, because the practical releasing has to happen so that the vision in Aquarius is going to manifest in your practical, real life. And I also want to talk about time, because Saturn rules time and Aquarius in the future. I also want to talk about time stopping, like that. Energetic time stopping and people feeling that time has stopped or the clock has moved in reverse, like that. And not in reverse where, as it relates to you're going backwards, as it relates to experiences. It's something different with the atmosphere, like that. And also different with these people, whoever you all are that have connected with your state, your higher state, wherever it dwells, as it relates to this vision that you see that is in its Aquarian vision, where your state of self, because there are many states of self. I don't know what state it will be. It will not be the ultimate state of self, but it will be close down to it. Where that's time, you're going to be working on that timeline. Now, so, and that's what it is. So is where, is where things will come towards you that your job in it is quite easy. It is about your own energy is out of your hands. Your own energy is rejecting what does not. This is what the energetic state that you all are entering into. Your own energy rejects what does not align itself with that vision. You've gotten so far past it. This is for only, I don't know how many of you. You've gotten so far past it where, and I talked about this in our secret society meeting today. I had to do an emergency secret society when an energetic message came to me. You've gotten so far, and I talked about, I'm not going to tell you everything we talked about, but this is a little bit, it's a damn lot. You've gotten so far past it based on your own energetic state that your own energy is rejecting that which does not align itself with that vision. It's like you're going to get to that vision like that. And you're also going to get to what the universe has that is already manifested for you that goes above and beyond that vision. And it's going to be out of the box. It's going to be different. It's going to be otherworldly. It's going to be lived here out on earth. You're going to be in a different state of consciousness. a different vibrational state. You're going to be on an energy of euphoria, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, energetically, and physically. The physical body is going through a, during this time period, especially with Mercury retrograde is going to be very significant. Saturn retrograde in Aquarius is going to be very significant. Now, it's going to be where, and then we have this, what we have an eclipse in Sagittarius. Okay, I'm a Sagittarius. Okay, now, 24th, 25th, depends on where you live. Okay, now, your physical, people's physical, external, and internal stuff is about to be catapulted. Your relationships, the new people that are coming into your life, their energetic state, mental, emotional, physically, is what the direction that you that is the goes with the vision that is already manifested. The vision is you're the one missing out of the vision. Is you're gonna be catapulted. Like night from day is set into that story comfortably.